Go faster.
Blog Talk Radio.
Go faster.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another day. I tell you, God is he's a good God. How are you doing, Apostle?
I'm blessed. How you doing, Apostle Pastor?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. God is so good. He's so good, Apostle. I like to say hello to everyone who's I like to say hello to you first, Apostle Hunter, and the great. Thank God for you and the great work that you're doing. Thank God. I tell you, you're reaching people around the world, and I just want to say hello to everyone who's listening, and I just want to thank God for this opportunity. I'm Dr. John Newsom. I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Christian Center Church International here in Houston, Texas, at 984 Reverend B. Day Lewis Drive. Come by and worship with us one Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I'd love to see your face in the place. We are a word of faith. Your faith will be built up. We are a word of faith church, and we love people. And so just come on by. The service begins Sunday at 10:30 a.m.
Amen.
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 Well, should I go on to into the word, Apostle?
Yes, go right ahead.
If you would turn your those who are listening tonight, turn your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 17, and let's look at verses 7 and 8. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. The scripture says, "Blessed is the man," or happy. That word "blessed" right there means happy. Happy or blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be as a tree planted by waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be worried. It says careful in, right here in the King James, and that means worried.
Yes.
And shall not be worried in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Glory to God. The scripture says, for he shall be as a tree. Who is this? Shall be as a tree planted by the waters. Those who hope in the Lord. Those who hope in the Lord. Look at verse 7. Those who hope in the Lord. That Hebrew word for hope is your call. Your call. And it means to trust. It means to expect. It means to expect. It means to trust in the Lord, to trust, to expect the Lord to do something on your behalf, to expect, you're expecting God to move on your behalf. The message God has given me for those who are listening tonight is hope in God.
Hope in God.
Hope. Don't ever let the devil steal your hope. Don't ever stop hoping in God. Years ago, Reverend Jesse Jackson, he did a speech. It was at the convention, and he said, "Keep hope alive." Those words are so true. Those words are so true today. We need to keep hope alive. In other words, keep hoping. Your call is the Hebrew word, and it means to expect. You need to keep your expectation that hey, God is going to do something for me. You need to keep an expectation, and it means to trust. You trust God, so you expect for him to move on your behalf. And so the word God gave me to give you is hope in God. The Hebrew word is your call, and it means to trust in God. It means to expect. It means to have an expectation that God is going to do something for me. It means to tarry. It means to wait. It means to tarry. Well, it means to tarry with an expectation that God is going to come through for me. God's going to keep his word that he made to me. It means to wait. It means to be patient. To be patient. You can be patient. It means to be patient with an expectation. That's what it means. You need to be waiting with an expectation. Some people just wait. You're waiting, but you're complaining, you're whining, you're frustrated, you're depressed, you're discouraged, and you're spewing all types of negativity out of your mouth. Type of wait. Your call is to wait with an expectation that God's going to come through for me. God hasn't forgotten about me. He's going to come through for me. So that Hebrew word for hope is your call. And it means to wait. It means to tarry. It means to be patient. And it means to do all this with what? With an expectation that God is going to come through for you. He's going to come Amen. Through for you. One of God's name is faithful. He's faithful and he's true.
Faithful.
He's not going to let you down. He's going to come through for you. So the word God gave me to give you is hope in God. Hope in God. The scripture says, "His blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, that hope in who hope in God." You're going to be happy when you hope in God. A lot of people are Amen. Miserable and they're disgusted and depressed. Apostle, because they're not hoping in God.
You're not
we need to
God.
Hope in God. It says in verse 8, "For he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that spreadeth out her roots by the river." I mean, you're going to be, I tell you, you're going to be full of life. You know, a tree that's getting the right amount of water is what? Full of life, vibrant.
Yes.
So God says when you have your hope in him, you're not going to be sitting around discouraged and depressed. No, you're going to be like a tree planted by a river. You're going to be vibrant. You're going to be hopeful. I tell you, you're going to be full of life. Full of life. Why? Because you're hoping in God. Now, you're not going to lay around and be saying like, this sickness is going to kill me. No, you're going to be full of life expecting God to heal you, expecting God's word to manifest in your life. And with his stripes, you are healed. No, you're not going to be waiting to die. You're not going to be, no matter what the doctor has said. I've gotten bad reports before, and I say, oh, no, I didn't accept them. And with Jesus' stripes, with Yeshua's stripes right today, I'm healed. I'm healed because my hope is in God. Apostle Hunter's done it. Other saints have done it. They've placed their hope in God. Don't ever lose your hope. Don't ever sit around thinking negative. Thinking negative. Don't ever sit around. Don't ever lose your healthy expectation that God's going to come through for me. The scripture says that, "For he shall be like a tree planted by the water that spreadeth out her root by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh." See, the heat will come, Apostle Hunter. The heat will come, the scorching heat, and that causes famine on the earth and all that, and shortages and scarcity. But God says those who hope in him, not going to even see when that comes. Good God Almighty. You're not going to even see when it comes because it's not going to affect us. It's not just going to, you know, it could be dark in Egypt and they could be starving in Egypt, but there's going to be light in Goshen. You understand? God is going to always see that you have in life, food, clothing, shelter, whatever. You're not going to see when the heat comes. It can be a famine in the rest of the world, in the rest of the earth, but not in your house. Not in your house, Apostle. Amen. Not in my house. Not Amen. In those who hope in God. God will Amen. Always feed you. God will always clothe you. God will always take care of you. the psalmist said, I've never seen the righteous begging bread. I've never seen the righteous forsaken mother seed what? Begging bread. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, because our hope is in God.
Amen.
The scripture says the heat will come, but you won't even see when the heat comes. But her leaf shall be green. Your leaf is going to be green. And shall
Amen.
Not be worried in the year of drought. There could be a worldwide drought or famine on earth, Apostle Hunter. But we
Amen.
Won't worry. We won't worry. Why? Because our hope is in God. He's going to feed us. He's going to take care of us. Remember the Yisrael, the Israelites? When they were in the wilderness, God fed them with manna from heaven. He made quail fall out the sky. He made sure that his children ate in the desert place. See, hope in God. When you hope in God, you don't have to worry about Wall Street crashing, or you don't have to worry about the financial system crashing. You don't have to worry about that. I remember in 2008 when over 6 million people lost their homes. Isn't that right, Apostle Hunter?
Yes.
Millions of people were losing their homes in 2008. That's when God gave me and my wife our home. You
That's
see?
It. That's
because
it.
Our hope was in God. And now, I'm not putting down the people who lost their homes. You know, I got compassion for them. I'm just using this as an example. You know what?
Yes.
Millions of people were losing their homes in 2008. But because me and my wife, our hope was in God, we expected God to come through for us and to help us. And he gave us our home in 2008 when millions of others were losing their homes. You see, keep your hope in God.
Amen.
Neither shall you stop yielding. You will still yield fruit. You will still bring forth favorable results, even during the time of famine and shortages and worldwide shortages. You'll still be bringing forth favorable results in your life when your hope is in God. Isn't that wonderful? That is so
wonderful.
Hope in God. The Hebrew word is yakal. See how beautiful that word is? It means to tarry with an expectation that God is going to come through for me. It means to be patient. I'm persevering, knowing that God is going to come through for me. I'm waiting on God. We're waiting with expectation that God is going to come through for me.
Amen.
Yakal, it means to expect. It means we trust God, expecting him to come through for us. God wants us to have hope in him. And that's why the scripture says, happy is the man whose hope is in the Lord. Now let's just look at Psalm 31. Go to Psalm 31.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 31. Don't let the devil steal your hope. He tries to steal people's hope. He coming nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal your hope. He don't want you hoping in God. The devil don't want you happy because he's not happy. He's miserable. The devil want you miserable like he is.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at Psalm 31, verse 24, says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. That heart right there, he's not talking about the heart that pumps blood through your body. He's talking about your mind. He says, be of good courage. I'm in Psalm 31, verse 24. He says, be of good courage. And he, talking about God, Yahweh, he will strengthen your mind. He'll strengthen your mind. Who? All ye that hope in the Lord. All ye that hope in the Lord, he will strengthen your mind. I know the devil attacks our mind overtime sometimes. The devil tries to get in your dreams and wear you down. He tries to wear you down, shooting those fiery negative darts at your mind. He tries to do that. He's a spiritual being, an invisible being. He has the power to shoot fiery darts at our mind. Well, but God says, I'll strengthen your mind when your mind is hope in me. When you hope in me, I'll strengthen your mind. He said, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your mind, all you that hope in the Lord. Mm-hmm. So God wants us to hope in him. He strengthens us when we hope in him. He strengthens us. You know, David, he hoped in God. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. What did he say? I shall not want. He expected God to provide for him.
Yes,
he said, surely, David, he had hope. He said, surely goodness and what? Mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You see, he expected God to support him and to take care of him. Hope in God. And that's the message. Mm-hmm. God wants to encourage us to hope in him. He wants to build our hope tonight. He wants to encourage you. Hope in God. Hope in God. Expect God. God wants us to expect for him to come through for us. He wants that. He wants that. Number one, we need to hope in his mercy. Well, what does mercy mean? Mercy means his kindnesses. It means his kindnesses, his favor, his beauty, his kindnesses. God wants us to hope according to Psalm 33. Go over to Psalm 33. God wants us to expect his mercy. He wants us, that word hope, you call in Hebrew, it means to what? Expect. So God wants us to expect what? His mercy. What does that word mercy mean? That word mercy means favor, and it means kindnesses. So he wants us to expect for him to be kind to us. Look at Psalm 33, verses 18 through 20. Psalm 33, verses 18 through 20. The scripture says, behold, the eye of the Lord, whose eye? The eye of the Lord. Whose eye? The eye of the Lord is upon them. He's looking over them, upon them, that what? Hope in his mercy. Isn't that so wonderful? God's eye is on those who expect his kindness, is on those who what? Expect for him to be kind to them. That ought to encourage everyone to hope in God right there. God, his eye, I want God's eye on me. See, I want God's eye on me 24/7. How do I make sure that God's eye is on me? By hoping to see his kindness, by hoping in his kindness. Look what it says now. It says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that what? Hope in his mercy. They're expecting God to be kind to them. Look at verse 20. He says, look at verse 19. He says, to deliver their soul from death. God wants to deliver your soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. So God says, I'll keep you alive in famine. I'll keep you alive in famine when you expect my kindness, and I'll deliver your soul. I'll stop you from going crazy. I'll stop you from losing your mind, and I'll keep you alive in famine. You know, famine means no food. You know, running out of food. There's a food shortage and all that. God says, no, not for you, not for you. I'm going to keep you alive as long as you what? Keep your hope in me. You hope for my kindness. You hope, you expect to see me be kind to you. I'm going to be kind to you. God says, when you expect for me to be kind to you, Apostle, he said, I'm going to be kind to you. Oh, glory to God. God is doing everything in his power to encourage his saints to hope in him. He Amen. Says in verse 20, he says in verse 20, the psalmist said in verse 20 of 33, Psalm 33, verse 20, he says, our soul, that's our mind, he said, our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. You see, when you expect God to be kind, he not only will help you, but he'll shield you from the enemy. He'll shield you from weapons that are being formed against you to destroy you and to hurt you. God will, good God Almighty, he'll shield you. He'll shield you and help you at the same time. While he's guarding you and blocking all those weapons of mass destruction that Satan is throwing against you, bringing against you, he'll be helping you and lifting you up as he's shielding you. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. But that's only for those that what? Hope.
Hope.
They expect to see God's mercy. They expect to see God's kindness. Child of God, you shouldn't be sitting around waiting for God to reach out of heaven and hit you upside the head with a baseball bat. You should be waiting around and expecting for God to be kind to you. That's what he wants. He says, happy are those who are what? Hope in God. Number two, we need to hope continually in him. We shouldn't be hoping in God part-time. We need to hope in him how? Continually. That means on and on and on. Every minute, every second of the day, our hope should be in God. Every second of the day, we should be looking for God to show some kindness toward us, not reach out of heaven and hit us upside the head with a baseball bat. No, we should be looking for him to do kind things for us. We should be expecting his favor to be in our lives. Look at Psalm 71, verse 14. We need to hope continually in him. We're looking at how we should hope in God. Number one, we need to hope in his mercy. And number two, we need to hope continually in him. That word hope is your call in Hebrew, and it means to expect. We need to continuously expect God's mercy, his kindness in our life. We need to expect his kindness to show up in our lives. We need to expect God's favor to show up in our lives. God's not looking he's not looking to reach out of heaven and hit you upside with a baseball bat. He wants you expecting for him to be kind to you. Look at Psalm 71. I'll back it up with the word. Psalm 71. So there should be no time that you should be expecting God to be do evil toward you. There's no time that you, how can he tell you to hope in him continually and at the same time hope for him to do something to hurt you? No, that's not adding up right. See? You can't do both at the same time. He wants to hope continually in him. Hoping is what? His mercy, his kindness. Look at Psalm 71. I'll back it up with the scripture. Psalm 71, and look at verse 13 and 14. Psalm 71, verse 13 and 14 says, let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. Look, here it is right here. Look at verse 14. The psalmist says, but I will what? How? Continually. There it is right there. We need to hope continually. We need to hope to see the goodness of God. How? Continually. That means on and on and on and on. He says, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Even though I see my adversaries coming up against me, I'm hoping and expecting God to come through for me and save me. And I'm going to praise God how? More and more. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's why the man of God said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me, I shall condemn. See, this man of God, he hoped in God. He hoped in God. Number three, I got time for one more. Number three, we need to set our hope in him. It needs to be set. That Hebrew word set is soom, S-O-O-M, soom. Instead of zoom, it's soom,
with an S, soon. That's the Hebrew word for set. We need to set our hope in him. That word soon, set, it means to commit. It means to commit. Our hope needs to be committed in him. In other words, our minds need to be made up that God is going to do something good for me.
Amen.
God
is
going to do something good for me. Our minds need to be what? Set. Our hopes need to be set in him.
Yes.
You need to set your hope in him. In other words, you need to always be looking for God to come through for you. That's what that word set means. The Hebrew word is soon. Your mind is made up for good that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set my hope in him. You got to make up your mind, no? My mind is set that God is going to do something good for me. You need to set your hope in God. Let me show you that in the Word. Look at Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Psalm 78, and look at verse 7. Psalm 78, verse 7. Look what the psalmist said. That they might set, there it is right there, that they might soon, is the Hebrew word, that they might set their what? Hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. See, don't forget how God delivered you in the past. Don't forget how God healed your body before. Don't forget how God paid your bills and took care of you and protected you from dying in a car wreck. Don't forget that. Your hope need to be set in God. Need to be set. Make up your mind for good that this is what I'm going to do. My mind is always going to hope in God. It's set.
It's set.
Soon. My fourth and final point, we need to hope in his word. In other words, we need to expect God's word to work in our life. Don't read his word if you're not going to expect for it to work. Don't pray if you're not going to expect for God to answer your prayer. That don't make any sense. We need to hope in his word. See, people want to pray their own way and then expect God results. It don't work that way. The Bible says faith is a law. Well, what is faith? Simply doing what God tells you to do. That's faith. Doing his word, that's faith. Expecting good like he tells you to expect good, that's faith. See, people want to go to God their own way and then expect God results. It don't work that way. You can't make up your own rules when it comes to approaching God. We got to approach God the way he tells us to approach him in his word. We need to do the things that he tells us to do in his word. He wants us to hope continually in him. He wants us to hope in his word. It's not wishing upon a lucky star. No, we need to expect for God's word to work. We need to expect for his word to work. Let's look at Psalm 119. We're expecting God's word to work. When I say that, but he was wounded for my transgressions, he was bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. I expect that I'm healed. I know that I'm healed. Why? Because I expect his word to work. Look at Psalm 119 and look at verse 81. Psalm 119 and verse 81, and look what the psalmist says right here. He says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation. That word fainted means that the psalmist was saying, man, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted waiting for God's deliverance to show up in my life. But at least he's what? He's expecting. He said, I'm exhausted looking for God's salvation, his deliverance. That's what the psalmist is saying. But then he goes on and says what? But I hope in thy word. He said, but I'm going to continue to hope in God's word and expect for his word to show up and work in my life anyway. He said, yeah, I'm exhausted, apostle. I've been waiting for a long time. I've been expecting for a long time. But I'm going to keep on expecting for his word to work in my life. I'm going to keep on looking for his goodness to take place in my life. I'm going to keep on expecting the favor of God in my life. This is a beautiful scripture right here. Look what the psalmist is saying, apostle. He says he's being open. The psalmist is saying, my soul, what? Fainteth. In other words, he's saying, my soul is exhausted from waiting and expecting God's salvation for him to deliver me. But look what he says. Go on and say. He said, but yet I go on and hope in God's word anyhow. But I hope, I expect God's word to work in my life. I know you've been waiting for a long time. I know you've been expecting God's word to show up in your life and for him to come through you for a long time. And you might be exhausted, just like the psalmist is right here. You might feel like fainting and be exhausted. But yet, expect God's word to work in your life. And that's the message God wanted me to give tonight. Hope in God.
Amen. Well, I give God the praise and the glory. Everything is all right. Somebody say hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. All right, so I believe we got a pastor named William Irwin. Are you there, my beloved brother?
I sure am. How are you guys doing tonight?
Amen. Doing great, Pastor. How are you?
Yeah. Good, good. Well, you know, that word you just gave, I'll tell you what, it's kind of refreshing. I think we all need it. You know, when we get through those hard times, we get pressed in, we at all sides, and we can't figure out what's going on. You know, I want to take you right here, if I can, real quick, into Psalms 37. It says, fret not thyself because of the evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You know, there's times when we go, when we faint because we're sitting there so many times, we're hoping and counting on God to come through for us, and it seems like it's never happening, and it's not going to happen, and we fret and we get angry, and then, you know, and it's in those times when we start to get angry and we start to fret and we start to do all these other things. You know, we got to stop and think. God has to rearrange the things in heaven down here on earth for us to be able to have those things that we desire, that we've had asked for. And it takes time because he has to sit there and convince the other people who has that to be able to give it to you.
Now, that is true.
just as much as when God tells you to give something to somebody, I don't care if you just bought yourself a brand new purse, I don't care if you bought a new shirt or it was a ring that you've been hoping for a long time and you paid a lot of money for it, and God says, give it to that person. And you go, what?
Yes.
What? You know, you lose your blessing when you sit there and say, what?
Yes, brother.
Because you're doubting. You're doubting. You know, and it's in those times, it's when your flesh starts to come up against you. And it starts to well up inside of you. And the sad thing about it is, and what's worse is the fact that God begins to show you your heart.
Amen.
He begins to show you how evil your heart is towards what he has planned for you.
That's right.
And because you get angry, you get frustrated, you don't want to hear it, you don't want to do nothing about it because you expected it, and you expected it now. You know, you're not at McDonald's.
I know that's right.
And unfortunately, a lot of people go through that. You know, we allow our flesh to overtake what God has promised us. You know, and even what you were talking about earlier tonight. You know, I was going to say that for some of you is to just kind of let go of God's promise and let God be God, because when it starts to overwhelm you and it starts to take you apart and anger and fear and animosity and everything else, and you start looking at everybody else prospering, you're going, why? What's the matter with me? What's going on? And you're allowing your heart and you get to harden, just as God hardened the heart of Pharaoh when Moses came, and he sat there and he says, the Lord says, let my son go, the son of Israel. You know, and God hardened the Pharaoh's heart until after the plagues, and then he finally reluctantly let him go, only to have his heart hardened again and go after the children of Israel. You know, we are part of the children of Israel. We're grafted mm-hmm. in.
Amen.
That is probably Amen. One of the greatest things that we've ever had in our lives, is the mercy, God's mercy and his grace, is that we are grafted in because we accepted Christ while his own child refused to accept him. And that's the nation of Israel. That's the Jews. And it's unfortunate. But like I said, we go back to what I'm talking about. When our hearts begin to get hardened because we don't see the promise of God and we don't see the things that we expect to see, and then we start to harden our hearts and we start to get angry, and then we start to take it out on those who are prospering, and we start to take it out on our children and our family, our husbands and our wives. We start taking it out on everybody else because we can't see, we can't handle it, we can't deal with it. So that's when you need to let go of God's promise. Don't even hold on to the string. And I'm not talking about the fact that for you to just sit there and walk away. What I'm telling you to let go of is let go of that that's in your flesh and rely on God and let God be God and know that he will provide. He will do what he said he was going to do. And he,
Amen.
The promises that he has given you, but you need to release it back into his hands.
Yes,
when
sir.
We ask and you sit there and you take it out of his hands and you're holding on to it, I got your promise right here in my hand. And he can't do anything with it because it's in your hand. You need to take and let go and put it into God's hands and let him work it. Let him work who he needs to work through in order for you to obtain that which you desire. We need to sit there at times because, like I said, you know, if you really be honest and objective about yourself, and you start to see when you start to get like that, and God starts to show you your heart, it's ugly. It's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's painful. And it's shameful to the Lord that he has to witness this, see this, because all he has is love for us. And then we get that anger, and we get that frustration. And, you know, and then even when we get built up to that point, when we get built up to that point in our lives, and I know a lot of us, we've all gone through this.
Yes, sir.
When you get to that point in your life, God sits there and he will give you what you want, but you will reject it. You say, well, I don't want it now. What good is it going to do me now? I'm over it. I'm past it. I'm on my way. I want something different. And I expect you to give that to me. How does that make God feel? Think about it. How would you feel that if you sit there and knew that your child wanted something, and it doesn't make any difference what it was, a new Xbox game, or I don't know what the kids have today. You know, I mean, back when I was growing up, it was a Superman costume, or it was a Batman, you know, whatever else. You know, it was something, you know. And mom and dad, they wanted to give it to you. But, you know, they had other bills to pay, and they had other things to take care of. And yet they still wanted to give you this toy or this thing, whatever it is. God, what today, how much is an Xbox? $300, $500 for an Xbox? There's what Air Jordan shoes now. They're for $800 for a pair of shoes. You know? And so you stop and figure that mom, dad would really love to have you to have that. And what they have to sacrifice in order for you to be able to have that, what you desired. And then when you get it, because it took so long, and everybody else has already had it and played with it, now something new come along that you sit there and say, I don't want it. What good is it going to do me now? Everybody else has already had that. How do you think that should make your mom and dad feel? How much worse that it is that God had to rearrange. He had to talk to someone else, to talk to someone else, to talk to someone else. And he had to go through the process of elimination for those that said, hey, give up. Give Dr. Willie this so he can get on with his program. I'm not going to do that. Well, he had to go find someone else. They say, hey, give Dr. Willie this so he can get on with his radio program. I'm not going to do that. Man, what are you, crazy? I'm having a hard time getting what I got to get right now. So he has to go to another one and finally to someone who will listen to him to give what it is for you to have your radio program. He had to go through a process of elimination. He had to go through a process just like mom and dad had to go through a process in order for you to get that what it was. They had to pay other bills. They had to take care of other things. They had to sacrifice other things that in order for you to have what it is that you got. But how much greater, the things that God has to give you, but you're holding on to it and you won't let go of it. And it's not a false promise. The false promise is what you're holding in your hand. The true promise of God, he will give it to you. But you got to give it to him and let him work it. And you got to keep hoping, and you got to keep praying, and you got to keep seeking, and you got to keep looking, and you got to keep all your attention. You have to keep it focused on what it is that God has promised you. And not get angry, but go with faith and knowing and understanding that's mine. It doesn't matter if it comes today. It doesn't matter if it comes tomorrow. It doesn't matter if it comes 60 years from now. It's mine. And I thank you, God. I thank you for it. 60 years later, I mean, it seems like a long time, but you know it would be more prosperous for you then than probably what it is what you wanted it for today, because today it's probably out of envy. It's probably something that you know, it's just a quick I don't know what I want to use, the word I want to use, a quick, you know, ooh, wow, that's cool, man. I'd like to get that right now.
Preaching, sir.
But 60 years from now, you can still sit there and take that same promise and say, you know what? You know what I can do with this now? What you can resurrect, what you can bring back, but you could sit there and make prosper, because it's that timing that God had for you in order to get what you wanted, so it would prosper you greater than it would do you now. It's like I said, he gives you the things you need to survive today. He gives you a roof over your head. He makes sure that you're fed. He makes sure you got shoes on your feet. He makes sure that you have things that you need. Yeah, we go through hard times. There's times maybe we go without a paycheck. But, you know, God says, he told us, my children will not be beggars. And how many people that we sit there see begging on the street corners and begging, and they're holding up signs saying, God bless you, you know, and this and that. But you stop and figure, God says, my children will not be beggars.
No.
If we allow God to do what he wants to do in our lives, if you allow God to take that promise and you can put it into his hand, don't even hold on to a thread of it. Just let it all go right now and put it into his hands and say, thank you, Lord. How much greater, how much more would that be? Because he cannot work with it in your hands. He can't work with it because he knows that your heart's going to get hardened. He knows that the things that you want with it and the things that you're going to do with it, you're not prepared yet to have it. You're not prepared yet to understand what it is. you're not prepared yet, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. It can be a spiritual thing that you're looking for, your husband or wife. It can be something that's in the spirit, you know, Lord, I'd like to have this. I go, I want this. I want that. You know, give me more, 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 more. Well, if you're not ready for it, how is he going to give it to you? He will give it to you in spoonfuls, little at a time, a piece here and a piece there. But if you're not ready for it, how can he sit there and really and truly sit there and say, hey, yeah, no problem. How destructive that you could be with it, but it is that he has to give you. So we know we have to be patient. We have to come to the understanding. We're not the one with all the knowledge, but we are the ones who are seeking the knowledge in order to do what it is he wants us to do and wants us to become. We have to put ourselves in order. And that is, first of all, we have to sit there and get right with the Lord. We have to repent of the hardness of our hearts for the promises that we were expecting that didn't come when you expected him to come. Because, like I said, he's going to start showing you the ugliness in your heart. And you're going to become ashamed. And you're going to become so shameful. And you're going to wonder why, how it is that you got that way. And all it is due to greed. It's going to due to the self-indulging. It's due to me, and not knowing the grace of God, the
love
of God.
Tell it now.
I'm going to just say a short prayer here for somebody, because I know that you've been under attack. Even under attacks, you know, when we come under attacks, we think it's the devil. And sometimes God sits there. He doesn't gives us any more than we can handle. But when we sit there and we start rebuking this and say, well, we'll cast that devil into hell, we're going to cast that, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and screw that, and we're going to, you know, blah, 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 and go on and on and on and on, and see how ugly your heart really is. You know, I know that God tests us. And he tests us in many ways, in many forms. But he wants to show you your heart. He wants to show you the truth in your heart. So I'm going to pray right now, a little prayer for you, for everyone that's willing to listen, to really to receive. Because even myself, when I was under attack, and I sit there in myself, it got was screaming and yelling and just almost got right out of my own sorts, and it dawned on me, it hit me. I said, how ugly is that? That's not even of you, God. How ugly is that for me to be acting this way, knowing that the Holy Spirit is in me, knowing that you chose me, knowing that it was you who dragged me out of the mud and the mire and cleaned me up and dusted me off and put a robe of righteousness on me, that I would even be speaking like that. All things are God's creation. All things. That we sit there and we start speaking against it and throwing it in hell because it comes up against us. Instead of using logic or wisdom and understanding, we allow our flesh to sit there and grab a hold of it, and then nobody can talk to us. God can't talk to us. The Holy Spirit can't talk to us. Your pastor, your mother, your father, your best friend can't talk to you. Your husband, your wife can't talk to you.
Yes, sir.
You're so full of anger and bitterness and despair. Because you allowed, I'm not trying to think the word I want to use. You guys can jump in there with a word right there, and I'll say, yeah, that's it. that we allow this to build up in us, that it no longer becomes a godly thing, but it becomes a thing of the enemy.
My God.
So right now, Heavenly Father, I ask, Father, right now that you forgive us, Lord. Father, I ask, Lord, that the things that you have shown us in our hearts, Lord, that we repent right now. Father, we lay it all down to you right now. We lay everything at your feet, Father. Father, I ask right now for those who have been having such a hard time, Lord, and that the Spirit is coming against them, Lord. And those things that are welled up inside of them, Lord, if they let go, Lord, that you would renew, Lord, that you would restore their hearts. You would put joy back into their lives, Lord, knowing that you haven't forgotten your promise to us. Father, I ask that you would just touch them right now, wherever they're at. Put your hand upon them, Lord, as they lay it all down. They laid all the heartache, all the anger, all the frustration, everything else that they say that's come against them, Lord, because they can't hear, they can't work, they can't do what you've called them to do. They can't concentrate, Lord, because whatever it is coming that is more important to them than what your promise was for them. Father, I ask that they lay it down and repent, Lord, that you would heal them, Lord. You begin to heal their soul, Lord, their spirit. I ask, Father, that you begin to work something new in them, Lord, to begin to rejoice once again. And to fear that of the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask right now, you would just touch them right now, wherever they're at, whoever is listening. They just lay it down right now. Lay it at your feet and repent. And lay all your promises back into your hands. And Father, that you'd work those miracles that you ended on doing in the first place, Lord. And that they would prosper once again, Lord. I ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Praise thank you, Father. Thank
praise the living God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for touching those people, Lord. Thank you for touching them, Lord.
Thank you for healing.
Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. Thank you for your understanding, Lord. But, Lord, thank you most of all for opening our eyes, showing us how dark our hearts really are, Lord, and our repentance, Lord, that you begin to work anew in us, Lord, and that healing, Lord, that we need in our lives, Lord. Father, I ask, Lord, right now, for those who lay it all down. Father, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, God has been so good tonight, and we just want to thank God for the great message that was given to us tonight. But as we move forward in the times that we now live in, as the pastor said, the Apostle Newsom said, we got to make sure that we know what we know. Because all God want to do for us is take it to the next level.
That's right.
That's
amen.
What we want to do is take it to the next level. God has
amen.
No hate for us. He has nothing but love. He has the best that he has for us. And I say this because I know that I know that I know that I know. I don't care what nobody say. I know what God has done. Now, I might sound like a crazy man, which I am crazy. I'm crazy for more of the Word of God. I'm crazy for more of the Holy Ghost. I'm crazy because what God has revealed to me. Are we ready to get it what God has for us? Many people out there need help. We are on the radio state because we're in love with the Word of God. We want to help somebody, not hurt somebody.
We need them.
Somebody out there needs the healing. We put our faith together and we believe that God can do it. God will do, he will use us to use you and let you come back and say, why y'all pray for me? I was healed. We're not looking for a big old bowl, a big old rose, a big old this. No, no, no. We got it. We shout praise to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Another one got saved. Hey. Another one got delivered. And just take God at his full word, not part, his full word. When he said,
yes.
I am that I am, beside me there is none other, he meant just that.
Yes.
Just that. Now, I'm going to shoot the devil in the foot right quick. The devil has to say, well, you know, I got to sit on my feet right now in the world, and I'm going to make sure that America don't do nothing else. So you big liar. Nothing but a big liar. God has made it so. In America, we have more rights than a bug hell. More rights because we are sons of God. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And when we are sons of God, God has our full attention. What do you want there, a son of a noose? What do you want, son? Herb, what do you want, son? Thomas, what do you want, son? What do you want, sister? Aroy, what do you want? What do you want, Hunter? Well, we want the best you got. Lord, what do you want to do? He said, I want you to go there and conquer that mountain. What? Oh, that's easy, Lord. Mountain be thou removed. Man, that's speaking faith right instantly. That's what Jesus did. My God Almighty, are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
My God Almighty. This man I turned my television on. I was sitting back there, was doing something. I wanted God to show me something, and God had me to turn on TBN. And they had this young man that had believed in God. He took the word of God and believed on it. He had saved up the money, kept the money, doing what God told him to do for building. And they prayed and they prayed and they prayed. And then God, hallelujah to you, Father, showed him. Some of y'all saw it. The man said, well, we checked your account and you got $1 million in there. And we'll take that $1 million you got for this building. They said, yes. Well, can we see the building? They said, yeah. He got the ball. Oh, praise God. Oh, glory. I'm getting
glory
old. And God, hallelujah, God gave the young man a building that had over almost 100 and some odd thousand square feet. A building that had already almost completed. And they got it. And they have to spend $5 million of their own money to get it taken. But that's how God does things.
Amen.
That's right.
We've got to be in succinct. Call those things that be not as though they were. What do you want from God? I want this, and I want that. Well, I don't get no specific answer. I want complete health. I want 120 years to live. I want to ride and teach the word and preach the word. My God. I want to be able to have a radio station reach out more than is what have there. A television station. Do you know that God's not giving it to us? Those who have the faith can speak it. Can speak it. My God. Woo! Hallelujah!
Amen.
So anybody out there need prayer? Somebody. I sent the word out there, put it out there. Amen. Anybody need prayer? Praise God. Amen. Praise the living God. And you know, God is so good. His mercy endures forever and ever. My. Well, I'm just going to say this here.
His mercy endures forever.
That's it. Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
Awesome, man. Prayer.
Anybody want prayer? Hallelujah. Well, I want y'all to
pray for me, Apostle.
Amen.
You can pray for me and my church family, Apostle.
All right. Father, Yeshua HaMashiach, it's in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We come praying right now for this man that you have called to do a great exploit, a great work in his body, a body through him, the words he see and the words you have embedded in him. I ask you this day in the name of Jesus Christ is now on the radio station that you will bless his family, his immediate family, his wife, his sons and daughters, his house. Bless him, Father, going and coming. Will you just let the word flow upon him? Whatever is in his heart right now, we speak it upon him right now. We believe it upon him right now. We declare it upon him right now. Hallelujah. We just believe you can do it. I know you can raise that church. Everybody say, raise that new building. Say, raise that new building.
Raise that new building.
I saw the man standing here today as I was praying for him, a building that holds at least 2,000 people. The way God has designed it, I said, my God Almighty, they're going to think I'm crazy, Lord. But God said, if you want something for somebody, God's going to give you better. The more you want for me, God's going to give it even better to you. So don't get jealous. I'm not going to get jealous, Lord. I'm not going to get cocky. But I just ask you today more than ever, Father, you promised us in your word. You said we'd be the head and not the tail. You said we'd be above, not below. You said our bones will be filled. You said we'll not be hungry, we'll not be sick. No sickness and disease shall come near us. You said that in Psalm 98. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for Psalm 121 and 124. I want to thank you. You said, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He makes me to lie down in what? Green. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But there's a flow of water. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I want to pray this hour for my brother that you will keep him. And we all just stand around him. We put our hands around him. We cover him where we can look around. Our eyes are the eyes of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father, we just believe that it's completeness.
Yeah.
That's going to be flowing into his counts. There'll be people coming to his church. Those who don't want to come into his church are going to come in. They're going to get a healing. They're going to say, we ain't never seen such, but oh, the best is yet to come. When you keep your hands upon him, Father, when you keep his hands upon him, not only Father, just send that money. Send that money he needs right now. Angels on the planet, drop it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I would like to ask for prayer for my daughter. She has a kidney stone, and for my whole family to draw closer to God. In Jesus' name, this Reverend Princess Love. Thank you.
Amen. Father, hallelujah. I love you, Father. I love you. Tonight, Sister Love has asked for something that's already done. It's a done deal. We see the kidney stone passing through our body, coming out of the womanhood. It's coming out. It's flowing. Hallelujah, right now. I speak those things that be not as though they were. I believe that the stone is either broken up, it's passing through her body. She's going to call back in the next 4 hours by the faith that I'm praying and believe. She's going to say, I don't know what's in that, but there's something passed through my body. And I heard it hit the water. She goes, I know that. She goes, I know you're going to do it. And there's a family she prays for. I pray for her son, that great preacher, that man of God who got a great word. Let him not let the devil try to steal him and rob him. No, Satan, you cannot. We just give and decree before him the full anointing upon him right now. We declare and we decree it. And Father, I just ask you right now, you bless him when he get up. You bless him while he's walking. And don't forget about us. Father, I know you just bless him. You're raising up this generation right now. It's not so much about being generation, it's called a generation of generation. It's your word getting affected. It's your word. We have the faith to believe it, and we just believe it. I just believe it. I believe it. It's a done deal.
God is strength. God is our help. God is our source. God sent his word and healed us all. God is love. God, God, and our foes, the devil and the butter liar.
Thank you.
The devil and the butter liar. Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, I'm keeping prayer for me for the building I need. You know, I'm still looking for a place to live. I'm staying, like I said, at this one place right now. It's a temporary deal. So you've got to put a key into somebody's hand that I'll be able to have a place of my own that where I'd be able to minister out of it. And so just keep me up in prayer on that.
Let me say this to you, my brother. As I was listening to you, God said he wants his own. He want to build a house or what? What do you want to build in your house?
Pardon me?
Somebody breathing to it on the phone.
Amen.
I'm just trying to find that, brother. Brother Irvin, I know what you're saying. Do you want a building or a house? Which one do you
want? I don't care if I have a building with a house in it. It doesn't matter, you know. But you know, because I need a place where I can do my ministry out of it and still be able to have a place to live of my own.
Okay.
Amen.
What? Amen, Father. The request has been noted by Pastor Irvin. He needs a house and he needs a building. At the same time, as you said, asking what he want, a house or building. He said he wants a house with a building. Give it to him, Father. Where he can have a ministry. Give it to him free. Somebody said it won't happen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Father. You're going to give it to him free. Somebody's going to walk one day unknown to him and say, I've heard your prayer, and I'm answering right now. You take that building, X, Y, Z. God ain't giving an address, but he says, going to give it to you, brother. He said, because you got a great ministry. You look at people not because of their color. You look at people because they are who they are in the body of Christ. And that's why Christ Jesus, my God, he gives you wisdom. He gives you understanding, gives you more knowledge. Things you thought you didn't have, but God is doing it. And I lay my hands upon that field of fire, field of fire. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Tonight's that night. Not only this night, but every night. And Father, I want to thank you for the pastor. If the shepherds come there, not what he said, but what the word has said. Not only let us not get puffed up in what we think, but in your word. Your word is awesome, Father. Your word is touching. It's a done deal.
Thank you.
Well, I got somebody I want us to pray for. We got him on the line with him. His name is Apostle Elder Thomas Timothy Thomas. I want us to pray for him, my brother. Man. He's my cousin.
Lord. My Lord.
Amen.
My Lord, that brother got a lot of names.
Well, you know, people have a lot of names because God says, if you like me, God has a lot of names. We can't pronounce one of them, but he has many names.
You sure right. I just want to make two comments on the brother earlier that was speaking about hope. Without hope, I mean, there is definitely death. I mean, that's why people kill themselves. That's why they kill themselves, because they have no hope.
Amen.
There was no hope. There was no hope presented to them. There was no hope given to them. They ran out. I don't know how they ran out of hope. I have such an abundance of hope. But there are some of us that are down here on earth that run out of hope. That's why they kill themselves. And
that's true.
And the other gentleman was talking about, I loved what he was talking about, because sometimes selfishness can stop you from getting what God wants you to have.
Amen.
You're just not ready for it because you're too selfish. You're too self-involved, self-indulged. You, you just, you, you, It's all about you, 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 you. And God can't mm-hmm. fit in. If you're bigger than God, God can't fit in.
Amen.
He just can't fit in. But I love the Lord. I love my cousin there. I love you guys, too. Be blessed and keep me in prayer that I do the things that God want me to do.
We do the things that God want us to do. Amen.
Hey, Ron,
would you pray for us? Almighty Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for these brothers that's on this line. They keep saying that all the men have gone, but we thank God that we got an example of men of God on line. Thank you, Jesus. My soul magnify you, Father, because I know that the earth is moaning for men of God to step up to the plate, to be used, to be used by the Most High God. I thank you, Lord. And so many you've invested in, God. You've invested your knowledge. You've invested your love. You've invested your wisdom. You've invested yourself in love in them. And God, I thank you. I thank you for these, and I multiply these millions, that there will be more of these for you than there will be for the serving the devil, Lord. In
Amen.
The name of Jesus, I bind every force that is hindering these
Jesus.
Men who desire to be the men of God and ain't come up to the plate yet. We thank you, Lord, and
thank
we
you.
Ask you, God,
you,
give them women that will stand by there to lift them up and to pray. Let us women be on the line praying for them and continually lifting them up. And knowing, Father, there's plenty out there that want to do it, but they just ain't strong enough. They're just weak, like the brother say. Some of them just ain't got enough hope, ain't got enough encouragement. Men have a different kind of ego. You know the man, God.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
So women don't know how to deal with their egos, and they get it all cooking. Oh, Lord God, you know what I'm trying to say, Lord.
Yes, she does.
And
she does.
Lift us up, Father, because you've invested in us, and let us do your will till you come, Lord. Let us be found always pleasing you, making that sacrifice, dying to ourselves and living unto you. Being separated from everything that so easily beset us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, renew their strength, renew their spirit, refresh, send
a
time of refreshing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from Pastor
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Every one of the brethren on here, and then that brother that is working and his place of staying, you give him the direction as to where you want him to be and the place you want.
That's right.
We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that the people might know that we were here. I know that my time is short, and we want to be able to do that the world would know that we were here just to praise you, just to magnify you, be known all out of where we go. And Father, remove any shame or pride or any selfishness from us, Lord, that we will die and you will increase. We see you increase.
Right.
Almighty God, in the name of Jesus,
radio
program. We thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the mind of Christ. We thank you, Lord. You know we are desperately in need of you, Lord, every minute, every hour, and every second, Lord. There's not a time we can be independent of you, not one minute. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Thank you. I received that one too.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Me too. You Jesus. Thank you. Thank God for men. Thank God for men. Thank God for men.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for women. Thank God for women. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Hey, glory, glory, glory. There's a woman that took it upon herself, and she believed what God said. She believed what God said. She said she's going to bring forth the son of the promise, and she did. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The devil is nothing but a liar. Oh, he's nothing but a liar. He's a liar. And he ain't want nothing. He can't take nothing. If we don't give him no room, he ain't gonna come in. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus said he was a liar from the beginning. He's a liar from the beginning. He's a liar right now. He done nothing but lied. And said, he want to see, you know, God ain't going to hear you, huh? I said, but I'm still trusting you. Hallelujah. He said, God ain't going to give you no whatever you need. I said, God's going to do it for me. And I'm here to tell somebody out there, when you stay as an eagle, you got keen eyes. You got your antenna. You hone in what God is saying. You listen to what God is saying. Go left. Go right. The Holy Ghost will guide you and direct you. If the Holy Ghost said, don't move, don't you move until he tell you to move. Why? Because as it said to me one day in my life, an old man said, he said, all of a sudden they said, halt, and everybody stopped. It was a big parade, and they said, what happened? In the back of the parade, they said, what happened? Said the man who was running the parade said, halt. And somebody said, I wonder why. He said, well, there was a train coming. And nobody on the back even heard it, but only those in the back could understand the front because they stopped. When God says stop, stop.
Stop. That's good.
Hey. You know, when God says stop, we got to stop. I know that I'm going to tell you something. God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what God is doing to us right now. God is setting us up. He's setting us up with his ideas. He's putting the more in our minds, in our thought process. When we go to sleep at night, God is working on us. And I want to let you know these words. I was saying on the prayer line today at 12 noon to some people. They had a prayer line. And I said, to those who can understand what it said in the book of Hebrews 13 or 12 chapter, and they said, you on the earth rim, we're pressing for you. We're calling you. You can make it. You can make it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We made
yeah.
it. We made it. Hallelujah. And they're telling us,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister said, she said, I don't know when I'm going to be with the Lord, but while I'm on this earth, I want to fight a good fight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, you're so good. Your love is so merciful, Father. Oh, praise his holy name. And you know what, beloved? Ain't nobody but the devil upset. That slew foot. And I always think this about the devil. He ain't got no shoes on. Because you can't walk in there because nothing but the Holy Ghost up there. You can't, hallelujah. All you can do is say, ouch, 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 ouch. As long as we take God's word, I see a blessing coming on somebody right now.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want somebody to pray for my school, Emmanuel Temple School of the Bible. I want y'all to pray for the 6604 North Main. I want y'all to pray that God will raise up a people that have the Word of God in them, want to be taught. If not there, somewhere else, because God is no respect when it comes to a person. And what the Bible says, he's no respect. And I want to say, but it's going to be. My son, you know what, Pastor Irvin?
Yeah.
God just told me, he said, within the next 3 or 4 days, you're going to have the house you wanted.
Going to have what?
He said, the next 3 or 4 days, you're going to have that house you've been wanting, but you got to be quiet and listen to what God is saying to you. My God, I'm on it.
Amen. Obviously that.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. May I say this to you, Pastor? There are some men you've been praying for them. You've been asking them to come to me, come close to Jesus. And God is saying to tell you that that man is coming close because he's going to hear what you said to him. At first he was kind of mean, but he heard your word. He heard it. He's thirsty now. He's hot. He wants some cool water. The word of truth. Cool water. Cool water. Do I hear God saying to me, God's going to use you, my brother. My God Almighty, my God Almighty, my God Almighty. Not because of me, but because of your word, Father. Yes, look into the east, look into the east. One coming, my help coming from you, Lord, who made the heaven and earth. Let it all be. Let the angels shout. Let the angels surround all of this radio station and all who on it right now. Let the peace of God reign in our heart. Let the fullness of God reign in our heart. Let the complete healing in our hearts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Oh, I can feel the spirit on this phone, man. I can feel it all the way over here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the day on that same program, they was talking about this man out there in Africa where they had this church. It started out. He kept believing God. He kept believing God. This man had his arm, but I had to put a place in his elbow. But that minister kept doing what God said. He started out with 500. They got 5,000. Now they have to have 5 services a day for 50,000 people coming to that service when they have it. Now you just
look at God.
Awesome.
And I'm not trying to go to Africa. I'm told my no, I ain't gotta go to Africa. Out of Africa, right in America. We got to clean up in America.
Amen.
Third world, fourth world, fifth world. Hallelujah. We got it right in. Hallelujah. And let me tell you what. Then saw I saw some of us, and they said, "While God told the man of God to go on, go to sleep, you've done a great work. Rest." And so that morning while that man was laying down, he woke up that morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, I love you so. Hallelujah. That's the kind of, I feel it so in my own body. Yes, Lord. And they said, the man said when he got up that morning, got out of the bed and said, looked in the bed and saw that the thing that put inside of his body had been taken out of his body and showed it. They showed it on the altar. My God, my God, my God. That's the kind of God we see.
Yes.
That's the kind of God we see. No. A lot of preachers don't want you to come to their churches, but we coming. As those people said, we're going to come because y'all ain't going to hear it, but we're going to come. We're going to come. Oh, praise. Now, I know this Friday night we got a meeting at the Emmanuel School of the Bible, our board meeting. I want y'all to pray for us, the board members, and pray for us. We be the board that God would have us to be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you know what, beloved, if I may say this with some of y'all, if I give you a moment or two, because we got about 7 minutes, so we'll be out there. But you know, there are a lot of people around the nation. All these prayer groups, I love them. I thank God for them. God's going to do something with them. See, but I'm not going to have a prayer line where you have to pay me to pray for you. That's a hypocrite. Or a hypocrite. Or a liar. If God sends you to pray for you, I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you say, well, how much is it? You owe me nothing. But I say this, I always say, no, you owe me. He said, well, I want to give. Well, give it to me because I'm going to give it away. I'm going to give somebody that needs some help. I'm going to take 10% and give it away. Why? Because God said, keep it moving. Good God Almighty, what a word of God. When you keep it moving, you can never be hindered. Whatever you need.
Keep moving. It'll do just what you said. It'll keep moving.
keep moving. It's got that gentleman that went on to be with the Lord. Went to sleep in his pajamas. Was he, how old was he, 79 years old? Just a few days away from making his 80th birthday. But look what God did. Rest, he came on to be good. See, God's going to call us, but I want to go when my time is right. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is so good. His love is so. Oh, anybody else got some word they want to say? Praise his holy name. Well, I'm going to just say this to you now because I know there's a lot to be done. A lot to be done. And I want you to, we're going to stay in prayer. We're going to believe God. And we're going to watch God do something. But I want you to keep in mind, we prayed for the prayers that God would bless Pastor Newsom, Apostle Newsom, Pastor Irwin, Apostle Timothy Thomas, teacher, Apostle Pastor Hunter. Pray one for, we're going to pray one for another. I'm not going to set a time. Whatever God moves, you start praying because the time is coming. And my beloved, I'm going to tell you, the blessings are ours. They belong to us from generation to generation. They belong to us.
Amen.
Amen.
And God has shown us so much. I got people in my thumbs, but well, I'm getting healed. No, you've been healed. You've been healed.
That's right.
I've been healed.
That's right.
See, I learned how to talk right.
That's right.
You got to learn how to talk right. If you're talking that old nonsense, then we'll get you nowhere.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Apostle Newsom, would you take us to the throne and let us get out of here tonight? And God bless us if we come back.
Father God, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, for the work you've done tonight, Father God. We thank you for being in our midst, Father God. We just thank you. We love you. You're wonderful, and we appreciate you. We thank you for everyone who got healed. We thank you for everyone who got encouraged. We thank you for everyone who got enlightened, Father. We thank you for doing all that tonight, Father. We thank you for answering prayers, Father. We thank you for releasing buildings and homes and divine health, Father. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for encouraging your children to move forward, to advance, and to press further into the kingdom of heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. Now, Father God, continue to bless Apostle Hunter. And in the name of Jesus, give him all that he needed and continue to bless everyone that was ministering tonight and everyone who would pray tonight, everyone who was listening tonight. Bless them in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name. And we thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you on
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Woo. Glory to God.
Huh? Oh, that you 120. Yeah, or 129. Should be on by now.
Hello?
Hello?
You still on the line?
Yeah. Yeah, you all right?
Oh, yes, sir. And yourself?
I'm not going to complain. Tell me what's going on.
Oh, nothing much.
All right. Well, how do you get on that live line? You just get on the website or what?
Yeah, I go to the website and I click on the Skype icon. And then it takes me to Facebook, and then it logs me in.
All right. What do you think about tonight? Was it good for you to get a blessing from it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
How's the wife doing?
They doing good. They doing good.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, there's much to be done.
Yes, sir.
There's much to be done. And all God is calling for those who can believe. When we can believe, all things are possible.
Okay.
And I just see, this and that. I just watch God do what he said he's going to do. And God did it. God did it. I just thank God, man. I thank God. I thank God for everything he's done.
Yes, sir.
Well, I might meet you again Friday night. I'm going to see you. How I feel about got another meeting at the church over there.
Okay.
The same time, 7.
Okay.
But I've learned something from you just by, and I've sent back to the radio station. They told me, it took me to get there and find out. Here's what they told me to do. I said, somebody's on there. Says it. It said, click on the third button next to the phone number. This will place the screen room. You will also want to your screen room. That's what I found out. That's how I found out you was on there. See, when you don't know, you have to ask questions. Am I right or wrong?
Right. Yep. That's what my mama say. If you want to know something, ask.
And I'm always asking questions.
I always call her nosy, but I don't think she was nosy. She was inquisitive. She wanted to know what the hell was going on.
You put in word too, huh? She just wanted to know what in the hell was going on.
She wanted to know what's going on. So you got to ask questions to find out what's going on.
But I tell you, it's been a great night, my brother. So someone let it go. It's been a great night. I want to thank God for you, man.
Sir, no problem, no problem.
All right, take care of yourself, here.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Hello? Hello? Yes.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I'm blessed to the Lord. God has been so good to us tonight. He's been so good to us. The prayers are being answered. Hallelujah. And I saw you on Facebook, and that's what I said. My God, how's everything with your son?
Same old superwoman over, but God gets the glory.
Amen. What they say to him? They gonna let him loose or keep him where he is?
Well, you know, he's out right now. Nothing has been resolved.
Well, but watch God do something for blessing for you. I know he's gonna do it for you. My God, Almighty. But I tell you what, I saw that what you put out there. I said, look at her. I said, look at this. My God. My God, I'm on
Wait, you do know we're on the radio line, right?
Ma'am?
I said, you do know that we're on the radio line, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all right. That's fine. I'm going to get off and call you at home. Yeah, all right then. God bless you. I'm going to drop the line. But it's good somebody hear you say on the radio, hallelujah.
let's just praise his wonderful name.
Amen. God bless you.
You too.